Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Also, Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. All the more reason to do it now. It's even more important than ever before, I guess is a better way of saying it, because Facebook has banned me. Because I had the nerve to share information with you, wanting to share information with you to get you informed about the Epstein files. Information coming from our federal government, the Department of Justice. This isn't tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. This is coming directly from the Attorney General herself, Pam Bondi. Several million files released, and that's still just the tip of the iceberg. They've not released any audio files. They've not released any videos, video files at all. They've redacted lots of stuff, and yet even with that, the email messages are beyond chilling. And they're very open about it. They really are. They're very open about it. So Facebook, their community standards are protecting billionaire rapists. They actually say, you know, you violated our community standards. And I'm going to assume it's only one thing. It's, well, I'm letting people know that children are being raped, and that's, you know, a bad thing. And you've got all of these billionaires named in the Department of Justice report, the Epstein file. My source is the Department of Justice. But somehow I'm violating community standards on Facebook. Their community standards are, Mark Zuckerberg's community standards are protecting billionaire rapists. That's what this is all about. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess they're going to make it official today or tomorrow, the appeal process, which I have no input whatsoever in that. Lightning could strike and I could be back on the air, but honestly, I'd say the odds are like 1%. I'm sorry, that's a little too high. Maybe 0.5%. And again, I do not have smoking gun evidence that Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, was behind this. But when I started talking about Riley Moore, her favorite nephew, who she installed as your congressman here in the West Virginia District 2, the upper half of West Virginia, and I reminded people that Riley Moore was the vice president of the Podesta Group, one heartbeat away from Podesta himself, the same Podestas with the spirit dinners and all of the deeply disturbing allegations regarding pedophilia and child human sacrifice and everything else. And again, these are allegations. But when you look at the Epstein files and you look at the emails, I used to think they were all crazies. And Pizzagate and everything, I used to think they were all crazies. Now I don't know what to think. If you can get on X, which used to be Twitter, you can read all these for yourself. I tried to share them with you to make it easier for you so you could just see without going to all that effort that I went to all that effort. And again, happy to do it because I want to get the word out here. I want to stop these billionaire rapists. Epstein Island and Epstein's townhouse, St. James Place or St. James something in New York, and this Zorro Ranch in New Mexico that virtually no one's talking about or had any sort of investigation regarding it. It's absolutely just mind-boggling. And all the women over the years who had the courage to come forward and say what happened to them. We're not talking one or two women. We're talking more women than accused Bill Cosby. Try to wrap your mind around that. More women than accused Bill Cosby. And the Trump administration, and this is directly, completely, 100% the fault of President Donald Trump. They won't bring charges against even one billionaire rapist. They still haven't released all the Epstein files. Far from it. Why President Trump, and by the way, some of the other people who supported him and said, oh yes, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Steve Bannon, the War Room. Turns out he was working for Epstein the whole time. the emails to Epstein from Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is a fraud. He was working for Epstein the whole time, feeding him information from the first Trump administration, where Steve Bannon was an important player in that administration. Steve Bannon, the war room. I was stunned. I was heartbroken. It's just, anyway, it's all there. It's all there for you to see. Schools nationwide are cutting ties with Life Touch. Did you know that? The largest school photography company, after a CEO Leon Black's ties to Jeffrey Epstein surfaced in emails and financial records. Life Touch. Another Jeffrey Epstein thing, and a thing with kids and taking pictures of them. But not one person being charged. This is all on President Trump, I must tell you. Yes, Joe Biden administration and the administrations before that all had the evidence. Republican, Democrat, everyone had it. No one did anything. But what's the excuse of this administration? Steve Bannon, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, and so many others during the campaign. Oh, yeah, if you just elect Trump, we're going to get to the bottom of this thing. These aren't these weren't Kamala Harris's people. These were our people. Dan Bongino has lost all credibility now, all of it, absolutely all of it. He's going back to do his podcast thing. Why would anyone believe him any more than anyone would believe Steve Bannon in War Room? Dan Bongino, even him. My God. Hey, by the way, tomorrow's guest, we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. Make sure you call in and share your thoughts. He is Toby Haney. He's a candidate for West Virginia Senate District 2. Military guy, lots of expertise in economics, steadfast, extensive background, academia, military service. Very, very, very impressive guy. He is going to be here live in studio. Again, Facebook being banning me. I will not be able to do a Facebook live stream probably ever again. But he is going to be here. We got all these great radio stations, Big Willie 105.5, the River Talk Radio Network 94.9, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Monty 12.9, the Sturdy 1430. And I've been toying with the idea of setting up something for Twitter, doing my live stream on Twitter. Twitter does not have the impact here in the Valley that Facebook does. There's no question about it. But at least they'll give me freedom, presumably, to tell you about it. And so I'm thinking about maybe doing that. I'll wait till it's official with Facebook. It could happen any day now, but I will not be silenced.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Well, man, we owe me iron.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Domenico Fini. Graffiti rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Domenico Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. Domenico Graffiti, ADA compliant.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Domenico Graffiti.
Yeah, can we get Rattler as the new bumping music for your show?
You're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, it's bright
and in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad. Today, cause there ain't no doubt.